Hey there, it's Jesse Lewis, and I want to welcome you to the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about four simple things you can do to be more productive, and I'm going to throw some bonuses in there from my own mind as we talk. You know, getting things done quickly and efficiently is really a big part of staying energetic about your business and with your work. When you increase your productivity and be more productive, you can avoid burnout. By actually getting things done efficiently, you can get rid of a lot of stress and you can take on more work that you probably should be doing and also make a lot more money in your entertainment business. Assuming you've created measurable goals that you want to achieve, well, by being more productive, you can actually go out and achieve those tasks. And if you're doing quality tasks and quality job, well, you can be more productive every single day and you can really help yourself develop an ongoing sense of fulfillment and achievement by being more productive. A lot of us feel that there's just too much stuff to do in a day. And that's sometimes true, but quite often we get stuck in the processes that we're doing things in and just don't know how to do things efficiently. Well, in this episode, we're going to talk about how I do things efficiently in my business. And some very effective ways to really make small changes that can increase your productivity in big ways. You're probably wondering why I leave that bleh in there. Well, it's because, frankly, it would be a lot of work to take it out. And it doesn't increase my productivity in any way. So the very first step we're going to talk about for productivity is to get up earlier. Now, you obviously need enough sleep in order to perform at your absolute best, especially in your business. Especially as an entertainer. But one option for dealing with time constraints and really big task lists is to go to bed earlier and to actually get up earlier. It's really effective if you actually can capitalize on a quiet morning by having a plan laid out for the day for what you want to accomplish the next morning. You lay it out the day before and you say, this is what I'm going to accomplish tomorrow. If you're not a morning person, that's okay. You can schedule it later at night, after your typical work hours, or after you're done with the business for the day. And after a break, when you can get focused on what you need to do for your business. This is actually really effective for those of you that are still part-timers and aren't quite full-time yet, or for those of you who have kids like me. For me personally, I like to work late into the night. I'll stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning and I'll get up at 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. with my kids and then I'll stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning again. And in those final hours of the day is really when I'm doing my best work for me personally. For you, it could be quite different. Now, this isn't recommended unless you actually have to do it, but for me, I have 3 children I look after all the time. You've probably heard them right on this podcast when I record in the afternoons if they're making noise. And that's okay. You need to do what you need to do for your business just to get it done. The next thing is, if you really want to be more productive, is to remove distractions. As difficult as it may be, well, get rid of some of the daily distractions that interrupt your work. Now, I've talked before how I have a 2-hour return policy on any communication I get. Well, during the times when I remove distractions, it has to go to my wife or it has to go to somebody else. So you need to get rid of those distractions, the email, the phone calls, the pets, the kids, the internet messaging, the browsing online, the TV, the social media sites, the news feeds. Get rid of it for the time that you need to do the actual work. If you're used to working through those interruptions, you might be surprised by how much you can actually get accomplished by getting rid of them, even for a short period of time. If you're working from home and you got young children, well, consider setting up some regular childcare, even for a few hours a week. For me personally, I have spoke to my wife, and for our business to run effectively, I need 1 day per week of childcare, which is on Tuesdays, which I've spoke about before, that really allows me to do the marketing that I need to do to schedule it to go out the following day. And then every morning, I just get up and do the tasks that I need to do other than that. So, if you're telling me you don't have enough time, well, think about it. Are you being pulled off task because you're thinking about other things that you need to do during the day? Are you a person like me who can't focus on one thing for more than an hour. Well, if that's the case, I would suggest to you that you do 1 hour tasks or 45 minute tasks, and you get up and you walk around for 15 minutes and you go on to another task. Come back to that task that you didn't complete the following day. And try to get it done as fast as you can. Sometimes 80% is good enough. I learned this from one of my mentors, and good enough is good enough. Nothing is ever going to be perfect, which is why the podcast doesn't get changed, right? Or edited out. I'm not spending 9 million years to edit this so it's perfect. I'm spending this time with you to make sure that you get the information that you need in a format that I'm happy with. And if 80% isn't good enough for you, it's not good enough for me either, but I'm not going to make it to 100%. So when you're doing this, try writing things down as soon as you think of them and then putting it aside until, this is another idea, write things down as soon as you think of them and really put that aside until you actually have the time to focus on it. This is going to ensure that it doesn't get forgotten and prevent the stop and go in. Okay, so you don't want to start things right away. You want to set out a plan to actually do it and then have the time to actually do it. Another thing that you can do to increase your productivity is to be more flexible in how you can access your business. So one of the things is to be able to get mobile on your business. Yes, I know you have a cell phone. If you don't, you probably should. And if it's a distraction for you normally, well, then make it not a distraction. Flexibility can really increase your competition, or your productivity when it comes to getting mobile. You see, you can benefit from reduced work time by having your laptop or your cell phone or other devices that let you work on the go. This enables you to work from places other than your home, which can be an effective way to jumpstart your productivity. Now, you're thinking to yourself probably, well, what if I'm on the road and I get an inquiry? Well, you should have a way to answer that inquiry. For me, I've templated my entire business. I have 23 emails that are almost every question I ever have asked. They are how I do proposals through email. They are how I intake a customer, that type of thing. So when you have a templated system and you are able to send a response from your phone to your potential client asking for more information about their event or whatever it is, and then have templated proposals that you can send out, of course they're personalized to the client, but they're also templated so they're easy to make, then you can get rid of some of that productivity loss. You shouldn't be spending 9 days to make a proposal. You should be able to get a proposal out within about an hour at the very max. And for me, I get proposals out within about 20 minutes generally, unless I'm driving or something like that. And if that's the case, they will get an email stating that, hey, I'll have a proposal to you when I get back into the office tonight. And because I've responded to that client, they love that and they know that they're going to get that proposal there. The next thing I want you to think about when you are looking at being more productive is to get rid of the business. Busyness, can't talk. But take an honest look at how much you're doing in a day. How much of it is actually important? Sort your to-dos by the highest priority, and then do the highest priority things first. You know the most important things you do each day. If you find that there's a few tasks that keep getting put off week after week, then you're probably a good candidate to outsource those things if you want to hire an outsourcer or a VA. Or maybe get rid of them altogether. For me, one of these tasks and why I templated my business so much is responding to emails. It absolutely sucked for the first year of my business not having a templated, formatted email that I could just set out for whatever the client asked about. Now, I still have that sometimes, but realistically, about 90% of my emails that I send out are a template. So what can you do in your business to reduce your workload? If you could just change the name on an email to get more information about the event, maybe change a couple of the questions, boom, boom, done, get rid of what they've already answered. Send that email out. Wouldn't that save you a lot of time? Wouldn't that allow you to be more productive? What about proposals? Could you create a PDF document that all you do is change the client name on it and it's ready to go? You save, pricing change or whatever else, hit send. Could you do that for each different type of market you have? Maybe it's a website that you switch up using a easy to use WordPress editor and you send them a proposal that way, where you just go and log in, change the name on it and duplicate your last one, change the name on it, change the price if you need to change price, and it's done. Ask yourself, how much time is spent on your actual priorities? Are you tracking your time at all? After a few weeks of figuring out what your priorities are, how to be more proactive in getting those distractions away and getting way more productive, you're going to be able to figure out what's really a good idea for using your time and what's just garbage. I've worked with a lot of people that half their time is just garbage that doesn't affect their business. So how productive are you? You know, I'm Jesse Lewis, and you've come to the end of this episode. This one really hits home because for a long time I wasn't very productive. I wasn't focused. I didn't know what to do. And some of my mentors will tell you that I'm still not focused. I have 900 hats that I wear. But that's okay. Ask yourself, how productive are you? Then go over to the Showbiz Success Seekers podcast on however you're listening to it right now and like and subscribe to it. Then go over to the Marketing for Entertainers Facebook page and answer the question, how productive are you? And what can you do to get more done? Leave a tip for somebody else. I'm Jesse Lewis. This is the Showbiz Success Seekers podcast. I want to thank you for being part of it. If you'd like to be interviewed on the podcast, just send me a line, send me an email, do whatever, and we'll see if you're a good fit for my listeners. You got to give something away that's really valuable, but maybe you're a good fit. Thanks. Once again, showbizsuccesssecrets.com is where you can find all the support materials, Marketing for Entertainers on Facebook page and Showbiz Success Secrets Facebook page. See you there. Have a great day. I hope to be talking to you soon.